As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And find how do you do to you.
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Although I had a thought today.
Oh, did it hurt? Mine sometimes do.
Did it hurt?
Yeah. So, mine do. I just wanted to see if you
were... It hurts when you have a thought.
Sometimes.
Because, you know, you don't exercise that muscle very often, that thing called your brain.
That's the one.
Is that it? Well, we exercised all of our muscles today.
Boy, that's the understatement of the year.
Theory.
I'm a pile of jello in here.
Yeah, we work out at the Orange Theory here in Colorado at Arapaho and Parker. And Mo.
That's a full sentence right there. Mo.
Who is our, you know, he's our trainer and he kind of works this really good. But anyways, I was thinking this morning, and I don't remember what made me think about it, what triggered the thought. Do you ever have your brain just like one thought to another and it just rabbit trails? And
no.
And no?
No. I get one thought, it hurts, and I stop.
And you stop? Sometimes somebody will ask me, I'll have been quiet for a while. And they're like, okay, so what are you thinking? Well, I was just thinking this thought. Well, where did that came from? And so then I try to backtrack.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? And it just goes backwards, 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 backwards. And you realize, I mean, my brain is phenomenal. So,
yes.
As all brains are, aren't they amazing? But what I was thinking about this morning was, who invented the lid for a drink? The cup, the lid.
The lid?
Yeah, the lid.
You got a cup. There's a big hole in it.
Right? And
right
it
at
spills,
the top.
Right? And so we're going to put a lid, but a lid you can drink out of.
Either with
the stick, you know, either the one where you stick a straw in it or, you know, where you pour out of. Like, when was the lid invented?
Did you research this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but do you know?
No.
No,
I think it was the lady who sued McDonald's for $2.4 million when she spilled her coffee all over, and she's like, you know what, a lid would be nice.
So the earliest patent, because you know I've got the internet now.
Yeah.
The earliest patent for a drink through lid,
yes,
was by Roy Irvin Stubblefield.
Roy Irvin Stubblefield.
Mm-hmm. It was called a cap. For drinking glasses.
Cap for drinking glasses.
A cap for drinking glasses.
All
right. It was filed in April 27th, 1934. And it was designed for cold drinks. And so the first vented plastic lid for coffee was not filed until 1967.
1967 is 51 years ago.
Right. And so not that long ago.
No.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, with... like, when did McDonald's and you know, those little drive-up windows, like, that was the 50s, right, where you would go and they would have the little car hops and stuff bringing you drinks. Did they not have lids then?
No. In fact, you could still go to A&W Root Beer and get yourself a frosty mug root beer that doesn't have a lid. It's a big old hefty glass.
But it doesn't have a lid?
No.
When did we start using lids? When...
1967. You just said so.
Well, that was when the patent.
You just said so.
Well, that was when the patent for the cap for drinking glasses came, but did we use them? Like, just because you pull a patent, I know people have patents on all sorts of stuff, hasn't actually been created, isn't actually in the marketplace.
Your Honor, right? Permission to treat as a hostile witness.
What do you mean hostile?
You've asked the question and answered it, and now you're still not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. When did we start, like, as a public, stop spilling all over ourselves?
And, well, obviously, it was after the car was invented. It was after the train was invented. It was after the French Revolution, and I don't even know what the hell that was.
I think I really want to know the answer to this.
Apparently.
I think I really do. Hmm. And and where was it first used? Was it first used in restaurants, you know, little drive-up restaurants?
No.
Because regular restaurants don't give you a lid on your drink.
It was first used in 1942.
You don't
know. In Paducah, Kentucky.
You're making it up.
In the barn.
Making it up.
Because the hay would get into the drink, and so they kept the hay would get into the drink. Yeah.
Right, and so to have a lid, I mean, we got the whole idea of lids.
Right.
But the lid you could drink out of, and when did it become mainstream? Because, you know, now we can't use straws because they are single-handedly destroying the water and the earth.
Straws.
Oh.
Straws are bad?
Oh my gosh, yes. The worst thing ever.
Really?
Yes, it's quite an epidemic.
The little plastic thing that held a six pack.
Oh, yeah, those are right up there too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Straws are bad?
Straws are bad, yeah. The little six pack holders.
That sucks.
Yeah, these are like.
I'll be here all day.
This is really destroying the world as we know it. Mm. But we still are allowed to use the cup lid, the cap.
The cap.
The cap for drinking glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
Happy International Women's Day. You're the most international woman I know. You should start using the word cap.
Can I get a cap for my cup?
See?
Right. You know what happens when I go in and I ask for a saucer for a cup? Like if you order a cup of tea in a mug, like a ceramic mug,
right,
and you ask for a saucer.
They've probably never heard of it.
You would think I was speaking a foreign language. It's like asking for a cap for my cup. And now you mean like a plate? Sure. Yeah. A little plate would be nice.
Small would be nice. But, right? If you've got one of those big ones, I'll take that too. All right.
It is. Yes. Thank you so much for my husband got a text this morning from his friend saying, did you know it was International Women's Day? He said, I thought every day was Women's Day.
You're Angel's husband.
And now my phone, my little watch that monitors my activity.
Yeah.
I have this activity little app.
Yeah.
And if I double my move activity today.
Yes.
I get a special badge.
A badge.
Don't knock the badges.
It's like a cap.
It's like a cap
for your watch, which is found on the internet, and it's all not real.
What do you mean? What's not real?
Nothing.
What's not real?
The badge.
The badge.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to pin it on? Are you gonna put it on your jacket?
So because something is virtual, it's not real.
You mean like a library?
Are you telling me that because something is virtual, it's not real?
Maybe.
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Well, let me start to find 1,000 different examples where that will not be true.
I got a better idea.
Hmm.
How about we talk about your personal branding?
Oh, we were going to talk about personal branding. I got all caught up in caps and straws and saucers.
And badges.
No, you did the badges.
Okay.
Oh, no, I did use the badges. Okay, go ahead.
Nation Search put out an article on personal branding, and they say it is a must-have for job hunting in 2018. Personal branding. When you go looking for a job, it's important for you to realize that the hiring manager or interviewer will probably quickly head over to the Google or Bing and see what they can discover on you. They may check your Facebooks. They may check a dating site or two.
Yeah, privacy is out the window.
It's true.
Right? And so this is not meant to be, to freak you out, but you're on the grid.
Your image is everything and everywhere.
And everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, but this is a good thing because you want to be found. It's social proof of you are who you say you are. You do what you say you do. And because sometimes, I don't know if you know this, but sometimes on resumes, people lie.
What?
Sometimes.
people judge about your lies, and they do. You can control a lot of what's going on out there, but those Facebook posts, tweets, discussion board comments that you make, those are all in your full control. You don't have to say those really rude, dumb, sarcastic things. But if you do, just know people are going to see them.
Do you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to the lid, the cap for my cup.
I think we have to.
In the 1970s, you didn't have, you couldn't, you, they didn't have the lid, the cap that you could drink out of from your coffee. In the 70s.
In the 70s.
In the 70s.
And you heard it. It was 1967 when it was invented.
Well, the patent of the hot coffee.
The hot coffee.
Yeah. So in the 70s, you had to tear a hole in the plastic lid if you wanted to drink through it.
That seems simple enough.
Just in the 70s.
Right.
I would have thought this would have been back in like 1920. I don't know. Doesn't it seem like...
That's a long time for you?
Well, like...
I was thinking like 1600s.
I mean, well, no, I was thinking like the year of the plastics. Like, you know, when plastic kind
long
of really...
Long live the king!
Really became like plastic manufacturing and stuff. When that developed is when I was thinking it would have been...
Yeah.
Right? We would have had lids for our cups, but... All right, go back to branding. I'll stay on your topic.
Not sure we can do that anymore.
Branding.
No, I'm really not sure that we can do that anymore.
Oh, because now it's time to go.
It really is.
I've consumed Folks, this entire time with cups.
We are, we're going to put our thinking caps on and come up with another segment for you that's going to be amazing, I promise you. This is the Experience Bros Radio Show, home of positive, if not a little offbeat, business talk. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the show. You can reach out to us by way of our Facebook Live video. Just add your comment in the comment section. We'll add it to the show. Or if you just feel like, wow, you're going to throw caution to the wind, pick up your phone and call us at 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. Okay. I surrender. When did the lid, the cap, the drink through, passing through, cap, lid, drinking, plastic cup, top thing become mainstream?
Okay, so I thought that, you know, when plastics and plastic and all that kind of stuff started to really become a little bit more in your household. You remember Tupperware, right?
I do
and all that.
Tupperware.
And so, you know, so lids are not a new thing, but lids on cups. And with all that we, you know, with the McDonald's story and, you know, car hops and all the things, I don't know. I would have thought between the 20s and the 50s that the cup, the cap for our lid that we could drink out of, you know, you put a lid on your cup and you either drink it out of a straw or you pour it, would have been, I don't know. I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about it, but I was fascinated by it. And in a little bit of research, because, you know, I have the internet.
Yes.
Came to discover that the lids that you could drink out of that go on a cup, that your hot coffee cup, are as old as I am. Mid-70s. Well, a little younger. No, I'm older. I'm older than the lid.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the patent was 1967, but before it actually became mainstream, people using them, and it was pretty common to have a lid that you could drink out of. Now, remember when that woman scalded herself with the McDonald's hot coffee?
Yeah.
So they went through a transformation.
This was in the 80s, by the way.
Of the lid
after
that to do a better lid because, you know, hot coffee apparently burns if you pour it on your skin. We didn't know that before the lid failed. What?
Right. Nope.
What? Right?
Our producer wants to know if you are in your mid-70s.
No.
Because you said that's...
Okay, so...
That's when she was born. No.
Okay, so the
lid.
The lid
are
became
you, are
commonly
you or are you
used
not in your mid-70s?
In, like, 1975. And I am older than 1975. I was born before 1975.
She's older than 1975.
I'm born before...
She's 2000. Holy cow.
Okay.
All right.
So the patent for the lid, 1967. Then I was born, and then it became mainstream. So I'm about as old as the lid.
You ever hear the phrase, don't recreate the wheel?
Yes.
No need to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be a good rule of thumb, but there's someone out there right now reinventing something, and probably a lot of things. And I found a list of eight of the more common or newest inventions?
Of newest reinventions?
Maybe. Innovations or inventions?
Okay, so an invention is brand new.
Right.
An innovation or a reinvention
is a remodel.
A redo.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So
number one.
Mm-hmm.
Smart light bulbs.
Oh, sure. Right? The light bulb isn't new, but they are definitely smarter.
And they're smarter. I mean, you can use your phone to control the app, with the app and the light bulb.
I know. We were so impressed when they were, what was the LED lights came along, right?
Right.
And they just lasted longer, and they didn't break when you dropped them in.
Don't forget fluorescence, compact fluorescence.
And really cheap to run. Mm-hmm. Like, that was pretty cool.
Those
but now, you're right. They actually have their... You know, they run off of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth
and, right?
Yeah.
And you can adjust them with your. They can even adjust the color of them as you work through that. Smart light bulbs. That's an innovation. Here's another innovation. You ready? Mm-hmm. The invisible bike helmet.
Is that like the emperor's new clothes?
No, it looks kind of like it. It's created by a Swedish design students, a couple of Swedish design students. The invisible helmet is actually a wearable airbag that inflates to cover your head and prevent trauma.
That's
It's like a little ring around your neck.
Okay, yeah.
You come to a quick stop,
it will cover, right?
Yes.
It will, like
covers
an airbag. It pops out like an airbag does in your car. But it's still kind of freaky to think that we would be riding around without helmets. To me.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So I don't know. And I know it's probably a little more paranoia on my part that you would need both, but I don't know. I think it'd be really weird to ride out without a helmet.
Yeah, probably. The next one is, it's called the evolution door.
The door?
Yeah, no, the evolution door.
It's a door.
It's kind of not like a door. It's like, one of those, puzzles
like an origami.
It's origami. Yeah. It's an origami door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just no other way to describe it unless you go look it up on the internet. Type in the evolution door and you'll see what we're talking about. It's kind of cool. Closes with a light push. It can be made of wood, glass, metal, or plastic. And
do you remember when we thought barn doors for decoration were all the, all the rage. But now,
there's evolution no hinges.
Door.
It's just a 2 points of pivot. How about the liquid guide? Liquid glide. Non-toxic material that can be applied to many kinds of surfaces, including...
So, really, like your baths and your countertops and windows. Have you ever put that windowy stuff on your window? On the car window. So then
Rain-X.
When you go through the rain, it goes and it's like hyperspace.
Right.
It's kind of like that. But that's not new.
It's not?
I don't think so. I think that would you call it Rain-X? It's been around for a long time.
Well, yeah, a lot of these have been around, but
Okay, so I have to say that the next item on the list has a nice little video.
Nope.
And it's really gross.
Nope.
Because they're talking about a mess-free toilet unclogger. So
Think plunger.
Yeah, if you think, you've got to get the plunger. But they're showing you what the potty looks like before, and I'm moving on. You're going to make me throw up.
Sorry. Don't use that one.
Mm-mm. With a power socket nightlight.
Power socket nightlight.
Yeah, do you plug nightlights into your sockets? Like, you plug nightlights in the wall?
I haven't used nightlights in 50 years.
Well, so this one is built in.
Okay.
It's built into the socket. So when it's dark, it lights up. And when it's not dark, it doesn't. And it doesn't use up then one of your outlets.
Oh,
right? So the problem with the night lights is you can't plug anything else in because it's being used.
All
and
right.
These are LEDs, so they run for like 25 years.
How about this one? edible water. And I got to tell you, folks. It's really edible water, but it's not what it looks like. It looks like a silicone breast implant.
Yeah, but it's...
It's water.
It's water inside.
With a membrane made of algae.
It's a membrane, that stores water inside so you can eat your water.
The algae is hygienic, edible, biodegradable.
You can eat your water. Is it diet water? Did you see the sign recently? Somebody had a thing where they found at the grocery store diet water. Because you know that regular stuff is so fattening.
Yeah, right. All right, are we done with our invention search?
Yeah, we're done. We can move on to real radio now.
All right.
Positive business talk coming your way.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson Ecotec, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful.
powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thanks for joining us today. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, working it out right alongside you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the email trends to pay attention to in 2018.
Email trends?
Email trends.
Was someone's going to send one?
A lot of them.
Someone's going to read one?
Or delete one.
What? Who does that?
Did you know, I mean, this might surprise you. It surprised me. They said, according to the Litmus State of Email report, that 2017, so last year, was a stellar year for email marketing.
A stellar year.
A stellar year.
What constitutes
a stellar year? And that email is actually considered to be the first choice when it comes to brand communication. More than 225 billion with a B.
Does the Snapagram know that?
Are sent every day. Does 225 billion emails sent every day.
Does the InstaChat know that?
Which is an increase over previous years.
All right.
Email continues to play an important role in brands' marketing strategy. That you're calling it the digital linchpin for the consumer.
Linchpin.
Right? That's the middle one that, like, holds it all together.
All right.
Right? So
yes.
Everything together, holding, and when you think about your marketing strategy and branding, we're all about social, right? We're all about snapping and chatting and tweeting and,
yes,
right?
And gramming.
And, but according to the studies, that it actually, we still need to think about email, which is weird for me. And I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
We have an email server thing.
It's true. We have a system.
We have a system.
Mm-hmm.
That what I find when I send an email, right, you can see how many people opened.
Yes.
Right? You can see the statistics.
Right.
Right. And, but opening it and reading it, I've discovered not the same thing.
Absolutely not the same thing.
Right? So just because somebody opened it does not guarantee or even mean, even remotely, that it was read.
In fact, you should just guess that most people don't read.
Right? And then when I think about my own behaviors for email.
Yeah.
And the fact that I...
Finish that sentence.
I forgot. You don't want me to say that anymore.
No. Finish it.
You don't
go
want
ahead.
Me to say that anymore.
No, please.
Anymore.
Go ahead. I need you to.
The fact that I have adopted Eric's methodology of reading my emails, as you all know, I used to always, I'd open them, I'd delegate them, I'd delete them, I'd move them to files. Like I never.
Like organized people.
Yeah. But I'm now using a different method that I learned from somebody else I know.
It's because you're in your mid-70s.
And I now have 8,469 unread emails.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has actually happened. She has eclipsed my unread number. There it is right there. Booyah! 7,834. You have graduated. You are now the master. I bow to you.
Of unread emails. So this surprises me. So knowing that, you know, I can see the open rate, but that doesn't necessarily mean the read rate. My own behavior of not opening emails, and even those that I open may not actually read. And then even our reduced amount of emails that we are sending personally from Experience Pros is pretty much like maybe one or two a month.
Right.
Right.
And but it don't matter. They still don't read them.
They still don't read them.
Listener KZ. She says, people keep saying email marketing is dead. I don't agree. People are selective. That's true. So we have to work harder to build the relationship and be honest in what we have to say. KZ, I agree with you 100%. There's just one little caveat. People don't read. And so I don't know if they're illiterate. I mean, it could be possible.
No,
it could be possible because they talk with emojis now.
Okay,
so
you're
you don't
talking
know.
To
could
a
be
woman
illiterate
who helps
writes
people
for a living.
Gets published
no, I know.
Their books.
I know. I hope people read books.
We're not dealing with illiteracy.
You
we're
never
dealing
know.
With businessy.
Just saying.
Right? Okay, so here are, if you want to stay on the cutting edge, considering the trends, and have your email have an impact over this next year, right? Which is what, I mean, if we're going to use it, we want it to work.
Right.
I mean, let's use something that works or let's pitch it, right?
Email trend number one is make sure that you actually read your emails.
No, that is not.
No,
that
that's
is
right.
not
That's not
it.
The trend.
But the content, what's in it? They say that that we value content that goes beyond offers, beyond promotions, beyond product information, that we actually want useful information that speaks to the intersection of our lifestyle and our brand values.
I like the word intersection.
That's the Experience Pros Radio Show right
there.
We are the intersection of lifestyle and business.
I do intersection as often as possible.
Gift guides.
Recipes.
How-tos.
Related news.
Tips. Tricks.
Outfits of the day. Outfits of the day?
I could use that.
That should have been you.
Other types of sticky content are keeping your subscribers from passively opting out or unsubscribing. And so thinking about what are we putting in that email? Because if it's a buy my stuff. Oh, did you get the deal? Oh, did you get the discount? Oh, did you buy it yet? Did you like that? Delete, delete, delete. But if I know I'm going to get an outfit of the day or KZ, who's talking about getting published, tips and tricks on how to, you know, what to put in my writing or how to get published or what to do when I get writer's block. Or,
right.
I mean, you know, whatever the frequently asked questions are. I love calendars. I love gift guides. I love how-tos. In fact, I'm...
Catalogs.
Well, and we like catalogs, too. But in my email, I don't necessarily want a catalog. That I want in the mail.
Tell that to... who's the one with the secret? I'm pretty sure.
I don't get that in a...
I'm not saying you do, but everybody does.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have for years.
So what you say matters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here's the next thing, and this is kind of an interesting thing. In fact, I think I will find myself on the side of disagreement. It says
say it isn't so.
Automation and AI technologies, that stands for artificial intelligence, will make emails more human. What? Humans make emails more human. AI doesn't. It doesn't know how to conjugate a verb.
Yeah, but so what?
Okay.
Right? I'm kind of liking the AI stuff.
Are
and
you?
The automation. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A lot, actually.
Oh, well,
and
why don't
the more
you just go on home to your AI.
The more I use it, not as a buddy.
No, I think you should.
But in business and for systems and for customer service and automation systems work. People fail, right? When we think about all the things that where something fell through the cracks, we irritated a customer. You know, something didn't get done right. It's human error most of the time.
Right.
Eric and I are learning a new technology for scheduling.
Right.
And once it works, once it gets in place, it's going to be a game changer. It's going to save all this back and forth email time. It's going to increase productivity. It's going to increase communication. It has built-in confirmations and reminders for our guests on the show. It's amazing. It's brilliant. User error is when somehow between all of us in the office that we schedule one guest, we schedule three guests to all be on the radio at the exact same time.
That happens.
It's never happened before we tried to adopt our automated system.
Right.
And even now, the automated system is kind of bossy.
It says that AI can help create deeper connections with your subscribers and invoke more emotion with its language or emoji usage, which is a slightly creepy cherry on the top. I'm just saying. What was that? That's Alexa.
That's Alexa's creepy little laugh. I know. It's not what I'm talking about, though. You know, when we talk about, yeah, that is kind of creepy.
Way creepy.
It's really creepy. But when we talk about the technology and allowing ourselves to implement what is out there, I just think it opens up so many possibilities. Although I did say ours is a little bossy.
It is.
For example, I tried to put something in the calendar in my little automated
set.
That's not allowed.
Doesn't go there.
I go, that's right. I set it up to do it this other way. And it won't let me move it.
No.
And then I just wanted, you know how you can go in the calendar and you can just like drag and drop an appointment to another time?
That's nice, isn't it?
It is really nice.
It's unallowed.
Nope, Angel, nope. You can't do it like that.
Uh-uh.
You got to go. I'm like, oh, man.
They're taking over, folks.
So they are. It is taking over. Now, I don't know if it's creating deeper connections. Right? I'm not really saying it's human, like, you know, making it more human and more. I'm not going there. I'm just saying when it comes to business systems work. And I like it.
Yeah, systems work.
That sounds like me.
It's a creepy Alexa laugh. Folks, just write the damn email and then read it. Read it before you send it. Read it when you receive it. Just read it. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 7/23.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We're right here in the studio. We're getting our Disco Inferno on.
I don't have my disco ring for an emergency.
What?
Jeez, Angel. You gotta get your stuff together. Do you ever feel like you're just running a million miles and you just can't even keep up with you?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. I've been there for a few weeks now. We're implementing new systems.
Right.
We're, you know, we're changing up some things. And so.
You're not the only one, though.
I'm not.
No, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Uh-huh. Haven't you heard? Diet Zesty Blood Orange? Yeah.
No.
Diet Zesty Blood Orange. Or how about Diet Coke Twisted Mango? Mm-hmm.
I don't drink diet soda. Does it come regular?
I don't know.
Could you find out?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I'd like to know because I'm really not a diet soda girl.
Right.
But, I mean, if I'm going to drink it, I'm just going to drink the sugar. And I know. Isn't it funny? So I've got a story.
Yeah.
I've had them all day. We will get to the ultimate list of best apps for your business.
Not likely.
If we don't now, we'll do it the next
segment.
By the
way, did you hear that Coke is launching an alcoholic drink?
They are?
Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah, talk about shifting brands.
they're going into the cocktail business?
They threw...
Cocktails?
Cocktails. Oh, I like it.
Mm.
I like it. They have thrown all caution to the wind and are jumping...
Well, Starbucks did it, right? Mm. You know, they did Starbucks After Dark and started serving cocktails.
Yeah.
So one summer, this was a few years ago...
Mm-hmm. At Bandcamp?
No. No, it wasn't Bandcamp.
Okay.
It was just a few years ago. I remember I'm in my 70s.
I know.
Right? So, we were spending some time with my husband's side of the family.
Okay.
And then a couple weeks later, we were spending some time with my family's, you know, my side of the family.
Oh,
my,
nice.
Right? So, this is really funny. So, we go to husband's side of the family.
Yeah.
And there... I brought some stuff to make Kool-Aid. It was like band camp. It was like summer camp. We rented this great big giant house with like 42 bedrooms. It
right.
was on a lake and everybody showed up and it was like summer games and roasting marshmallows. It was like camping, but with a house and there was a boat and it was just so much fun. It was like all these great activities. And I brought stuff to make Kool-Aid. Do you remember drinking Kool-Aid as a kid?
I do.
I will tell you that green Kool-Aid is my favorite, and I can never find it.
Oh.
But it was kind of my last day of school treat. I would go and pick up the kids from school, and I'd bring them each, you know, a glass of green Kool-Aid and silly string, and it was like our last day of school fun little thing, you know, summer break, you know, summer, you know, kicking off summer with green Kool-Aid and silly string.
Right.
And so I brought Kool-Aid. Well, what is Kool-Aid made with?
You know, sugar.
Sugar. It requires real sugar.
Yes.
Well, in that family, that was wicked evil.
Oh.
Right. No, Angel. We don't do that. We use these other things that are NutraSweet and Splenda and like all this other stuff. Right.
Right.
And, you know, where the little tub is teeny tiny because it's all artificial.
Right.
Right. And so that was that side of the family. I'm like, okay.
Toxic waste dump.
So Angel bad, bringing something that needed all that sugar. Right.
Sure.
Okay. So then I go and spend some time with my side of the family.
Yep.
And, you know, with my sister-in-laws there. So this side has sister-in-laws, that side has sister-in-laws. And so with, you know, sister-in-laws over there. And I don't remember what I was bringing, but it was something with artificial. Like, I learned my lesson.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, don't bring the real sugar stuff.
Bring the cancer in a bag.
Yeah. Bring the art, because, you know, that's bad.
Right.
I learned, you know, you teach me what. I'm very teachable.
Absolutely.
So, you know, bring this to there. I am very teachable.
Sorry,
I have a rubber band, and I will flick you.
I had a thing
you.
In my eye.
All right, so that was bad, right? I mean, you know, the fact that I'm bringing out now cancer into the family.
Right.
Better to have the real stuff than, you know, than even in, you know,
what Jesus
enough.
Had.
I mean, I just could not win that summer with any of the sister-in-laws. So that's
all
I have to say about artificial and diet. You know, my whole thing about diet soda.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story that came out.
Their alcoholic drink is called Chuhi.
Okay, but I wanted to know if they had non-diet.
We don't know.
Oh, we still don't know.
No.
All right. Do you want to know what the best apps are to run your small business?
I do.
I think we should.
What are the best apps for small businesses?
Well, okay. So they're broken down into categories, and so we're not going to get through all of them.
Okay.
But the best one for accounting, that is recommended by Proven.com, is the QuickBooks mobile app.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
You do?
Yeah.
How about
QuickBooks?
Really?
Yeah.
They also recommend an app called Expensify because it keeps track of all your receipts, tracks your time, tracks your mileage, creates expense reports really quickly and easily. I think maybe you should do something with that one.
I'm working on communicating.
Okay, well then let's talk about communication apps.
There's one called Slack. I think that's what I'm starting with.
I think that is exactly where
Slack.
You should start with.
If I use a Slack app, does that make me a slacker?
I definitely.
I love it.
I mean, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Of course it does.
They say that that this is going to bring all of my communication together in one place.
Huh.
It's your place.
It's my place?
Yeah.
Put it all on
my
Angel's lap.
My communication's coming over to your place. Okay?
Okay, call first.
No, because you don't answer.
How about Burner? It acts as another number when you don't want to give out your actual phone number, but you want to be in touch, but you don't want to be in touch ever again. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Right? Like, okay, call me this time.
Wow.
But then we're done.
My number just changed.
It's often used like for people using Craigslist, right?
Okay.
You just need to communicate, you know, for this one little deal, maybe even online dating.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. You know, just, you know, kind of a one-off, right? Like, we just need it for this. And it's a free app called Burner.
Burner.
I'm surprised you don't use that, but no, you give out your real number. You're like, call me.
Please. Anyone, especially if you're tall and blonde.
How about join.me?
Oh, I like that one. Allows you to share your screens back and forth.
Yeah.
And
it's you know, audio conferencing. Yep. It even has whiteboards, host meetings, present documents, all there on your phone. Join.me, also free.
Yeah. Document apps. SignEasy is the highest rated one. And, you know, this helps people sign documents securely and legally from your device or your desktop. And about 3 million users use it. There's also one called DocuSign. And then you get into Dropbox. And if you have need for online storage, cloud storage, Dropbox is amazing. It's so easy to use.
Well, and then Pipedrive, if you want to keep track of your sales pipeline. helps you focus on the right contacts, gives you more control over your sales results.
I thought it was going to help me with my water line. All right, gang, we'll be back right after the top of the hour news. You're listening to Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.